Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. A new analysis finds Operation Metro Surge had a major economic impact on Minnesota restaurants, bars, and hotels. Aaron Rosenthal of North Star Policy Action says the hospitality industry took a huge hit in January, February, and March.
The industry lost roughly 4,600 jobs, saw a reduction of 3.8 million worker hours, which translates into about $71 million in lost wages for workers in the first 3 months of 2026.
Rosenthal says some restaurants closed while many employees feared coming to work during the federal immigration crackdown. Winning your political party endorsement at the state convention isn't as important as it used to be for candidates in Minnesota. Carleton College political analyst Stephen Shear says we are only one of 14 states with a party endorsement process.
Most states just have a primary, and the winner of the primary becomes the nominee for the general election. Minnesota has long had a party endorsement process, and as we can see, it's become increasingly controversial because of the choices made by these endorsing conventions.
Kendall Qualls only had 2 days to celebrate the Republican endorsement for governor before Lisa Damith jumped back into the primary race. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan says she's agreed to 3 Democratic U.S. Senate debates with Congresswoman Angie Craig. The first is June 19th on TPT. The second is on public radio July 27th. And the third debate is at Farm Fest August 5th. And authorities in Wright County are identifying the victim of an apparent drowning in Pleasant Lake near Annandale. Sheriff's deputies say 18-year-old Cameron Mertens from Watkins was fishing from a kayak when he fell into the water on Monday night. With a swimming season underway in Minnesota, the DNR wants adults to remember that learning water safety skills can save lives. DNR spokeswoman Lisa Dugan says age shouldn't be a barrier to swimming lessons.
If you're not comfortable in your swimming ability and you're heading out to the lake or to a river for swimming, you know, take a swimming lesson just to give yourself that like base education on what to do when you're in the water.
Dugan says if you're not a strong swimmer, consider bringing a swimming buddy with you to the beach to help in case of a water emergency. And the Minnesota Twins go for a series sweep of the White Sox this afternoon at Target Field. The Twins used a 4-run fourth inning to beat the White Sox 6-4 last night. Luke Keyshaw and Tristan Gray drove in a pair of runs each for Minnesota. Connor Prelip allowed 4 runs over 6 innings and struck out 7 for his second win. Taj Bradley gets the start in the series finale. This is MNN.